This is an RNIB talking book.
Harrow and Harvest by Barbara Willard.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Harrow and Harvest by Barbara Willard. Chapter 1. The End of a World.
Go now, the dying man said. Take Harry and go. Now. Now.
Edmund held his father's hand and asked, where? He watched the struggle in a face changing with every second. He knew he must be patient, that there could be no forcing an answer, for there was only strength left for just so much. He began to dread that the most important words might never be spoken. The boy crouched down and put his own face close, lest he should miss some final sighing message. His father was lying where he'd fallen, after he'd staggered indoors and up the stairs, when the trooper shot him shamefully in the back. There was a good deal of blood, but Edmund was somehow more concerned with the sweat that had poured down his father's face, and which now, checked, lay puddling along the neat line of his beard and in the hollows behind his nostrils. Edmund pulled off his neckcloth and mopped at the sweat in a helpless, hopeless manner. Behind him, he heard Harry suddenly start to cry, and he shushed him impatiently.
"Tell me where, Father," Edmund urged, but gently. "Where must I take Harry, sir?"
"They'll burn down Raven's Hall, Ned."
"Aye. Where must we go, then?"